Dom, you know what it's like trying to find a new book or audiobook. There's so much content these days, you spend as much time looking as you do reading.
That's true, but with Scribd, you get instant access to millions of ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, and more. You also get thoughtfully curated editor's picks and smart recommendations based on what you've read, which makes choosing your next book that much simpler.
Right now, Scribd is offering our listeners a free 60-day trial.
Go to try.scribd.com/onion for your free trial.
That's try.scribd.com/onion to get 60 days of Scribd for free.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
Hello, ears from around the world, and eyes as well. Welcome to the Friendship Onion.
Hello, and welcome to the Friendship Onion, everyone. It's lovely to be back for another week with my friend, who's sitting on my right, Mr. Dominic Monaghan.
Hello, and him sitting to my left.
Hello.
Mr. William Boyd. We are here getting ready to introduce to you episode, or part two, of our chat with lovely Michael Rosenbaum.
Well, it was an absolute delight last week.
And we went very long because we were chatting about a bunch of stuff, but we didn't mention...
We didn't touch on so many things that we'd written down and said, we must ask him this, 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 yep. We must ask him this,
yeah, no.
We must ask him this,
yeah, yeah,
and
no,
we didn't touch
none
it.
Of those thises. No. He's consistently thought of from a lot of people as being the best Lex Luthor out there. We didn't talk about Superman or Lex Luthor.
Smallville.
We didn't talk about the convention circuit, of which he's on quite a lot, and that you and I are on here and there. We didn't talk about the fact that you two both have bands.
Yep, we didn't get into
so
that.
So we just went off about riddles, didn't we? And he was very good at riddles.
Yeah, he enjoyed the riddles. Even after the show, he said, I love the riddles.
Mm.
I think he's off now to buy a book about riddles.
Yeah, and he also suggested a riddle to us, and I think he said he'd forgotten one, so maybe he'll... Right in with one later
on.
But before we do that, we've had a couple of fantastic emails this week that we want to read out. This one comes to us from Emily in Utah, who sent us a picture of the family. And Emily says, hello, Billy and Dom. We are huge Lord of the Rings fans. We watch all three movies every Thanksgiving. Nice. And my husband discovered your podcast a few weeks ago. Fantastic. Our 18-year-old son, Burke, has cancer. We started listening to your podcast on our drive to his chemotherapy every week. It's an hour there and an hour back, and listening to your podcast has become a new tradition for us. We listen all the way to the hospital and all the way back. Makes us happy when we arrive, and we anticipate finishing the job on our drive home. It has lifted our spirits on days that are hard and helps us laugh through the heaviness of cancer. Thank you for sharing your friendship with us. P.S. Can't wait to try Iron Brew. We ordered some on Amazon, and there's a wonderful photo of the family there. So that might be one of the more special emails that we've got so far, right?
Oh, it's lovely. And it's good that you can kind of be part of a, you know, hopefully helping people out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot to go through.
Just a tiny, tiny thing that you and I having fun and chatting to each other can lift someone's spirits when they're going through chemotherapy. So good luck, Burke, with all of that. And anyone out there that's going through any... sickness that you're struggling with, we wish you a lot of luck and love. And here's Billy to talk about shit.
Now, Tom, I've put on these glasses here. These are cheap ones.
Right.
And I'll tell you the difference, because I just always bought cheap reading glasses.
I remember.
Because I was like, I just lose them and all that. And then I invested in a couple of good pairs. What a difference, Tom.
What a difference a day makes.
What a difference. To anyone out there who is denying themselves good reading glasses, get yourself some good ones. These are not the good ones.
You couldn't find the good ones this morning?
Nah, I don't know where they are.
Okay.
I've got two pairs of them as well. Right, hold on, Dom. Listen to this.
I'm listening.
This is from Meredith Eales. Hello, Billy and Dom. My husband and I are huge fans of Lord of the Rings, and now huge fans of the Friendship Onion.
Thank you.
On your latest episode, number nine, you mentioned to send in any pictures of a tradition of sorts of when you listen to the podcast. I just wanted to let you know my husband John's weekly routine, spraying the poop off of our daughter's cloth diapers, in brackets, nappies, and listening to the Friendship Onion. Thanks for making this task a little less crappy for him. Hey, hey, hey! And that's from Meredith and John A. And there's a lovely picture of John here wiping the poo from the cloth nappies.
That's lovely, John. So as he's spraying with maybe with a high pressure nozzle all the poo off his baby's cloth nappies, which we don't tend to use that much nowadays, but is a great environmental move.
Yeah, it's very good.
So he's associating us with shite. Enjoy it.
That's brilliant. Anyway, any more of those, please send them in at thefriendshiponion@castmedia.com.
Yes, and now we will move into part two of our fantastic experience spending time with the wonderful, wonderful Michael Rosenbaum.
And here we go.
Well, should we do correspondence? We have some riddles, which I think would be really fun for us to do.
Good at riddles, Michael?
Oh, terrible.
Right, let's do some riddles. John, we're going to scroll past these questions down to the riddle section. We've asked people to send in riddles.
Are we going to do the song too?
What song?
Oh, we'll do your song. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here we go.
All right.
Do you want to read this, Phil? Bill? This is from Philippa in Germany. Do you see that, Bill?
Yes, I do.
A dead man is found.
She's from Mainz in Germany.
Mainz.
Das ist gut.
Mainz.
Would you like to read it for us, Michael?
Yeah, sure,
Michael. You do have a beautiful voice.
A dead man is found.
No, the top bit.
Which one?
Just start from...
Philippa?
Yeah, but start from...
Philippa from Mainz, Germany.
Philippa.
Just above it, yeah.
I can't know if I can read it. Here's our riddle. Philippa from Mainz, Germany.
Yes.
The conundrum is the...
In the last episode.
You read it. I can't. Okay. My glasses aren't strong enough.
And by the way,
he's got something on the last thing. You see that little thing there?
But John will actually change lines while you're reading them just to make it difficult.
Swine, John.
Don't worry about that. The conundrum in the last episode made me think of one that I heard of as a kid. Now, I hope you haven't heard it before. Are you ready, Michael?
A dead man is found in the middle of the desert, naked, with half a straw in his hand. How did he get there, and why did he die?
He's in the middle of a desert.
He's dead, he's naked, he's got half of a straw. Now that's a drinking straw, or is that a straw like piece of grass?
I think
a drinking straw.
I would think a drinking
half
straw.
Half a straw.
So something's happened to the other half of the straw. That's what we're saying,
there's
Michael.
There's three of us here. We're all basically on genius level intelligence. Let's work this out.
A dead man is found in the middle of the desert.
He's naked. Why is he taking all his clothes off?
Why has he got half a straw in his hand?
And he's in the middle of the desert.
Right, he's not at the edge.
Nope, he's in the middle.
Right, let's think about this, guys.
Half a straw is the key thing, don't you think? It's not a full straw.
But he's also naked, Dom.
No,
he's naked. Yeah.
So could he... He's naked. Could he have gone for a swim somewhere?
And he's sucked up all the water.
And then threw away half the straw.
Is that a
reasonable answer?
He's gone for a swim in an oasis.
Right.
He's drank so much after not drinking for so long that he's died from too much water. But how did half a straw disappear?
He was hungry and all, so he was chewing on it.
Ate the straw.
I wish there was a camel involved in this.
How did he get there?
Probably is.
Maybe.
What's the name of a camel with one hump? this is a fact. Michael, what's a one hump?
What?
I know.
One humped camel. What is it called?
A hamel?
No!
A humble?
Dom?
Wait. A two-humped camel is a Bactrian camel. Is this a joke?
No!
You should know this,
right? I should know this. A two-humped camel is a Bactrian camel. A one-humped camel is a dromedary.
Well done, Dom!
Wow! A dromedary!
Hey, do you know how you know that?
Go on.
Turn the camel on its side. Its hump is the capital D. Turn a camel with two humps on its side. Its hump is a capital B. Dromedary, Bactrian.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to turn a camel on its side?
Yeah, it is hard. They'll spit at you.
A dead man.
John, give us a clue, you
bastard. He's in the middle of the desert.
You bastard, John.
Naked, half a straw in his hand.
Maybe he's middle. He's the
Hang
middle
on.
Of,
Hint. John's asking me to play the piano. What is it, John?
Hint.
What? Oh, there's a clue. Hint. Miles from the dead
body. 2 miles.
There are 2 miles from the dead body, there are found two persons' pieces of clothing.
Two persons? 2 miles?
They robbed him of his clothes.
But why 2 miles?
Did they take his clothes?
Who, the robbers?
The robbers. They were robbers, and he killed them.
With the straw?
He was wearing clothes, right?
How do you know?
Because why? Because he's taking them off.
Because he's naked, and two persons are found with clothing.
Right, I don't think we're going to get this one, guys.
I think we're
stuck. Am I even close on that?
Could you give us a more direct clue, John, or are we done at this point? No. John's shaking his head.
Man was found in the middle of the desert. Dead man.
They traveled there.
Who? All of them?
Well, of course they traveled there. They don't live in the desert.
This is tough. I have to say this is a tough one.
What's the key thing in it? Is it the straw? Is that what's going to solve it for us? Or is it...
Yeah, the straw. What else would you use a straw for?
Well, drinking a Coca-Cola. Your hat.
No, that's what else.
I'll give an example. It's in Armageddon.
Armageddon out of a...
Armageddon.
Pea shooting.
Do you remember that movie?
Bruce Willis.
Liv Tyler.
Ben Affleck.
Do you remember it?
Owen Wilson.
They had to go up. I don't remember a straw. Do you remember a straw?
No, but the straw...
They trained mechanics to be astronauts, right? And everyone says, why not train astronauts to be mechanics?
In Armageddon, they use wires. I'll give you that.
I've never seen Armageddon.
Well, you should watch it.
Yeah. Just watch it right now.
I remember Owen Wilson was in that movie. He's really good.
That's great.
So far, there's a straw in someone's hand.
That's great.
This is really difficult.
We're going to be stumped, but I think
I'll give you another clue.
All right, give us another hint.
If I had those smoked oysters, I might give you all, or make you all choose a straw as to
who.
Oh, go on. Hey, Billy. What?
So it's that thing where you choose straws.
Right.
The shortest one.
He got the shortest.
So he's got the shortest straw.
And he has to give them his clothes and walk into the desert naked.
No.
They.
2 miles from his dead body, there are found two persons' pieces of. So there's one other person.
Did he lose a bet?
There were two people.
How they got there. And what happened with this straw?
He lost the bet.
He's got the short straw.
He lost short end of the straw.
So the person he was with...
Won
the thing, and...
He died because he was...
in the other direction.
How did they get to the middle of the desert, though? There's no tracks.
Parachutes!
You're getting close.
Parachutes!
Fatigues, are they soldiers?
No. That's unknown. Maybe.
I think we have to move on, and we've been too long here.
All right, what is it?
All right. Actually, I have to pull this up. Because
oh, my God.
He gave one that even he couldn't get.
I don't know the answer. I'm horrible at riddles.
Philippa, we should call it from now on. If someone gets us in the riddle, we should call them. They call
okay,
them
you ready? Yeah. The answer's a little involved.
Oh, gosh.
The answer is the man was flying in a hot air balloon with another man. Uh-huh. The balloon started to go down.
Oh, God.
And both men would have died.
Yeah.
If they ended up stranded in the desert. So they stripped naked and threw their clothes off to reduce the weight.
Yep.
That didn't work. No. What are they going to do?
Jumped.
They drew straws.
And one of them had
the short straw to jump. Jumped out.
So the balloon can stay in the air. That is a great riddle.
And then the other guy.
No, it's not. No, I think like it's it. Absolutely almost impossible to ever think of... getting that one.
Well, yeah.
There's no way on earth we would get to a hot air balloon that they're in some hot... How would anyone come up with that?
Yeah.
Is it just me?
It's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
I mean, they have tough riddles in Germany.
Yeah. We've got another one. Should we go to riddle number two? Gosh, there's a bunch of riddles here.
Riddle number one.
Right. Bills, you want to read this?
Yeah.
Go on then.
What's parasitic in nature, yet loved by the host? You hold it tight as you feed it close.
Baby, no. What's
parasitic? Yeah, a baby.
Right?
A baby.
That was it.
Michael Bond.
Wow. Rosie. Oh, you would have got that.
No, nice, Rosie. It's only easy when you know it.
I mean, that was a lucky one.
Dom, read out riddle number two.
Riddle number two. Skin like rock and stone.
Dom Monaghan.
Gruesome, grim, and shapes with bones.
Dom Monaghan.
We stand, we sit, we guard. Never sing like a bard. Watchers of night give most people a fright. Okay, skin like rock and stone. Right.
Gruesome, grim, and shapes with bones. We stand, we sit, we guard. Never sing like a bard. Watchers at night give most people a fright.
Watchers of night, so
nocturnal. The things that are on
gargoyles.
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 Wait,
yes! Michael is amazing at riddles.
No, that was pretty easy, though. I just imagine they're guarding. They're you know.
Lovely, Rosie. Now we have one last one. Do you want to read this one?
Can you see number three, Michael? Can you see it or shall I read it?
Skin. Oh, yeah.
No, this one.
Riddle number three. Uh-huh. Squash us and smush us. Precious to some. Hated by others. Legs aplenty. Mouths a-hungry.
Squashes and smushes. Precious to some. It sounds like a
spider. Spiders. Yes!
Precious to some who thinks
I have a feeling that he might have written this one himself.
No, because spiders are like if you kill them, it's bad luck. So it's precious. Remember,
kill a spider. Never.
Three in a row.
Rosie, you are like the riddle king.
I didn't. Well, that one I think was kind of easy.
Billy, when I wake up in the morning, at the moment, my favorite thing to drink is a watermelon liquid IV. But let me tell you, that's not the only flavor that these guys have. No. They have lemon, lime, strawberry, passion fruit, guava, pina colada, and it's fantastic in the morning.
It's become such a part of my routine, Dom, especially when I'm working out or even, you know, doing some yoga or whatever. I have one of these at the side, a liquid IV already mixed up, and I just love it, just having a little sip as you're working out. It's magic stuff.
Yeah, you had said to me a couple of weeks ago that it's your favorite way of drinking water now, which I think is a great compliment to liquid IV.
And I think as cooler weather comes in, as we get into the fall and the winter, you can forget about dehydrating, but it still happens, Dom. Stay on top of it.
Well, let me tell you this. Liquid IV has more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana.
Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart. Or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code ONION at checkout.
That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code ONION at liquidiv.com.
You know, lately, Dom, I've been starting my day off with 4 Sigmatics ground mushroom coffee. With lion's mane instead of my regular coffee. And I tell you what, Tom, it helps me focus. I feel like I'm getting more done with this stuff.
I hear you. Now, you guys out there might be thinking, does this coffee taste like mushrooms? I can guarantee it tastes just like the coffee you love. It brews dark and nutty and tastes absolutely incredible. And anything that makes your coffee tastier in the morning is well worth checking out.
And another thing, Dom, it doesn't play havoc on your gut and doesn't leave you that jittery feeling that you get or your midday crash. It's all good.
We've worked out an exclusive offer with 4 Sigmatic on their best-selling mushroom coffee, but this is just for the Friendship Onion listeners. You can get up to 40% off and free shipping on mushroom coffee bundles. To claim this deal, you must go to 4sigmatic.com/onion. And this offer is only for the Friendship Onion listeners and is not available on their regular website.
You save up to 40% and get free shipping. So go right now to foursigmatic.com/onion and fuel your productivity and creativity with some delicious mushroom coffee.
It's fantastic.
I think you gave me...
You want one more?
Yeah, give us one more since we're on a roll with the riddles.
This one's pretty good.
The first one was
got
hard.
3 out of 3.
Are you typing it out?
Also, that one's attributed to Liburnius Liburnius.
Oh, thank you.
Liburnius Liburnius.
Are you typing this out, John? Yeah.
Yep. Jonathan.
It's right down there.
Here we go.
Oh.
Well, is that it?
In a world, a detective encounters the body of a deceased person covered by 53 bicycles.
Is that it?
Well, we have to find out how he died.
1 second.
Covered in 53 bikes.
Oh, why?
This is from Bretta from Melrose, MA. What state is
Minnesota.
No, it's not Minnesota.
Massachusetts.
Hey, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
And the lights all went down in Massachusetts.
same key, Beatles. I think.
Yeah.
I love that song. That's one of the Bee Gees.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. A detective.
A detective.
Encounters the body of a deceased person covered by 53 bicycles.
Okay, 53 bicycles are on top of him. Yeah. A deceased person.
Uh-huh.
53 bikes.
53.
I think we might want to assume that he is also a cyclist.
Oh. So is he
a bike race?
It's got to be a bike race. Where,
well, it's probably that guy at the Tour de France. Remember, who came out with a sign?
Yeah, covered in him.
She got
prosecuted.
But the detective encounters the body of a deceased person covered by 53 bicycles. I mean, it's got to be like a Tour de France, right?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
No, that's too easy. No, that's what I thought.
Too, yeah. 53 bicycles, did they fall on him?
Well, they probably
should
did.
We assume that he is also a cyclist, which then turns it into 52 of those bikes are other people's, but one of them is his own.
Is he a cyclist, John?
Is he a cyclist, John?
No.
You bastard.
Is he the guy who loads up the planes?
Is it raining bicycles?
Is he a plane guy?
He's not a plane guy.
No.
Body of a deceased person.
53. What? Is the 53 specific?
Yeah.
So if we said
53 is very important. 53 bicycles.
Bicycles. Wait, how many? What's 53 times 2? Because that's wheels.
106.
Does that make any sense to anyone?
53 bicycles.
You guys are mathematical.
Were they thrown off a building?
No. Well, it's possible, but that'd probably be difficult to land on them.
Is it something to do with
bridge?
Weeks in the year?
Bridge!
Getting warmer.
We're waiting weeks warmer in the year. Bridge getting warmer.
The bridge is
warmer. I don't know. What do you mean by bridge?
A bridge collapses.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And 53 bicycles fall.
Getting colder.
Yeah, that's quite random.
Is it anything to do with 52 weeks in the year? And then add
a guy jumps over 53 bicycles, but then he dies.
You are incorrect.
Like an evil Knievel.
So excited there.
Damn, like an evil Knievel.
Does it have to do with weeks of the year, like Billy said? No.
No. Think of bicycles. What else are bicycles?
Well, you use them first.
Don't take it so literally.
Don't take them so literally.
Open up your imagination.
There is no other meaning for bicycle other than
there will
bicycle.
Be when you hear the answer.
Wait, is it?
Are they motorized? Oh. Are they motorized bikes?
Standalone bikes, like fitness bikes, and the gym's collapsed.
Without spoiling it, all I can say is no.
Okay.
But it's bicycles, it's not motorbikes.
Right, but I'd say that question is kind of not. Well,
also, it's not like Peloton fitness bikes. It's actual bicycles that you can cycle to places on.
Don't be so literal.
A Peloton fitness bike, no.
But it could be a. It could be.
It's nothing to do with a bicycle. Yeah,
get more imaginative. Think about what's bicycles beyond the literal bike.
Bicycle.
What is a bike beyond a bike?
I want to ride my bicycle.
I want to ride it where I like.
You say black. I say white.
Guys. Sorry, so it's concentrate. Bicycle. We're close here.
So he doesn't mean literal bicycles.
No, he does mean literal bicycles.
No, he doesn't.
You gotta get your imagination going.
You've got to use your imagination.
Flying bicycles.
Bicycles.
Does that have anything to do with flying?
Bicycle.
No.
Bicycle. How else can you say that word?
Bicycles.
Bicycles.
What else are bicycle? What else would that word apply to?
It doesn't apply to anything
bicycles,
else.
Bicycles, it must do. Bicycles.
53 bicycles.
Bi means two.
Cycle means to do something.
To cycle.
What else would the word bicycle be used for?
It's the only thing it's ever used for is a bike, John. Let's be honest. No one else uses the word bicycle.
You're going to feel a little foolish.
You're going to feel foolish. You're going to have egg on your face.
Hold on.
Here comes the genius of riddles.
Hang on. Does that have to do with a child at all?
No.
Try something else.
You were thinking of tricycles.
Well, when he said two cycles, bicycles.
Bicycles.
I think we're stuck on that word bicycles when we should think around it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. You're going to have to eat humble pie in a second.
53.
Get a plate with your worm with words on it. Eat them. Give us another clue.
I'm just going to give a general clue. I'm just going to say a word.
Oh. Overweight.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hang on.
Wait. Is it tattoos?
What?
He's covered by 53 bicycles.
Bicycle tattoos.
Tattoos.
Yeah, but why would
why would that kill him?
Why would that kill him?
Well, he didn't. He died of natural causes.
Go on, John. I'm sorry about Billy.
Close, not quite there. I'll give you a word. Ready?
Yeah.
Walgreens.
CVS.
CVS, Rite Aid.
Pharmacy.
No. That's there, but not with
prescriptions.
No relevance.
Prescriptions. Bicycles.
A store, a convenience store.
What does bicycles have to do with a pharmacy?
Oh! Pills?
I think he's going to have to tell us.
Bottles of... He didn't die of drugs, did he?
I'll give you another word.
Oh. Right.
Vegas.
Vegas.
A Walgreens in Vegas.
Vegas.
What two things exist at both those places?
Casinos.
Prostitutes.
Casinos exist in Vegas.
Gambling.
Casinos. Gambling, that's closer, gambling. Warming up.
The payment thing. Ching, and then the drawer comes out.
Yeah.
That thing, is it?
What's that got to do with bikes?
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with.
We're closer with gambling.
Closer with gambling. I feel you guys are in warm. You're in the ballpark.
Covered.
You're in the ballpark.
Deceased with 53 bicycles. So he's covered in something associated with gambling.
You're on the field.
Walgreens.
He's covered in.
This is fun doing
poker
these
chips.
Michael is really thinking.
Bicycles. Was this? It's a slot machine? No.
Negative. Think of the numbers. 53.
53 weeks in a year.
What else is a number 52. That's close to that?
Seven.
54 is close.
Seven.
What's up?
54?
Seven's not
too
that
high.
I thought 5 and 3. 8.
51. 52. Bicycles.
Negative.
53. 52. 52 pickup.
No.
52.
You're in close now. You're on like first base.
Wait a minute. Cards. 52 cards.
Cards. Bicycles. The bicycle deck of cards are lying on top of him. He died of, like, I guess gambling or something. Deceased. But there's 53 cards. Card deck on top of him. Like cards. Playing cards.
Black. Right. But why would he be dead?
He'd be dead because he lost the bet.
But why would... But there's a piece of evidence here that...
Because he's got...
There's 52 cards in a deck.
So he's got an extra one.
He cheated.
He's a cheater.
Yes.
Oh, it's hard.
So he committed a cheating
crime,
and someone killed him and left his cheating deck on top of him, as if to say that.
Right.
One question.
Sure.
Why bicycles?
Because the card brand is called bicycles.
I have never heard that before.
Yeah, bicycle brand.
Well, that I would never have got it.
You must never go to Walgreens. You gotta go to Walgreens
or Vegas.
Dom. Dom, before, can we just quickly, because you have another riddle, do you not?
Right, go on, Rosie.
I'll be quick. I don't even know if I'll tell this right, but Fred and Wilma are found dead on the 52nd floor of an apartment building.
Right.
And around them are glass, water, and they're dead. How did they die?
They're on the 57th floor.
52nd?
52nd
floor. Does
that
mean, is that specific?
No.
Right.
They're surrounded by glass and water.
Yeah, and you said that they were Flintstones.
They're not Flintstones. The names aren't important.
Glass and water.
So the water used to be ice and it's melted, I think.
Yeah, definitely. They tried to hang themselves.
No.
52nd floor.
There's been a burst pipe.
No.
No, not a burst pipe.
Are they on the same floor that the swimming pool's on? Are they on a rooftop
pool?
No.
Oh, that was good, Dom.
Yeah, I was thinking that for a second.
Did they come from somewhere else?
No.
Did they come from above?
No. Below? No. Do you remember what I said? What did I say?
Fred and Wilma are found on the 52nd floor, dead, surrounded by glass and water.
Correct.
Okay.
Fish tank.
That's right. Fred and Wilma are fish.
Nice one, Bills.
Billy and Dom eat the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy and Dom eat the world. Dom, we have something very special this week.
I'm very excited because we're choosing to eat one of my favorite snacks. tackies.
We forgot to ask you to bring something, Michael, so we apologize for that.
That's all right.
But you have never tried a tacky, have you?
I have not. I'm a little worried. They look spicy.
They're spicy. Not too spicy. I think the flavor is much more along the lines of limey than spicy. And British people are known as limeys.
Limeys.
Do you know why?
Why?
It's a maritime term, isn't it? So to avoid scurvy, when we used to cross the ocean, British people would be found eating raw limes and lemons when they would come
into
the
dock.
Did it work? Yeah, because you need vitamin C. So what they would greet people coming off British ships and they go, oh, look, there's a limey, because they're all sucking on lemons and stuff. That's where it comes
from. You don't
from.
Want scurvy. Wow.
Tackies! So
don't eat them yet.
Don't eat them yet.
Okay, all right.
But you can hold it in your fingers.
You can give them a smell. We like to smell them.
Dominic.
I'm having more than one. Don't eat them.
There's a vinegary taste.
It's more of a, well, why'd you pass them then? My God, this man.
Billy, you know I love boxer shorts, and you know I take boxer shorts quite seriously. They need to be very comfy. And let me tell you, MeUndies makes sustainable, breathable, soft as heck fabrics, and I absolutely love wearing them.
And another great thing about MeUndies, Dom, they come obviously in classic colours, but also ridiculous prints, which I'm sure you enjoy. So you can fully express yourself in your own unique way.
Now, if you're a fan of MeUndies and you want to stay up to date with those guys every month, you can get a MeUndies membership, and for a monthly subscription, they will send you new pairs right to your door. Each month, you'll choose new undies, socks, a bralette, and pick the style, color, or print that feels the most you. Plus, you'll enjoy discounted pricing, free shippings, and exclusive early access to new launches. Love your butt and get the membership.
Dom, MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. Any first-time purchasers, you'll get 15% off and free shipping.
To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/onion.
That's MeUndies.com/onion.
Hi, friends out there. Now, maybe you're feeling a little insecure about losing some of your hair, and you might be looking around for a solution. I think maybe we might have found a solution, because there's something out there called Keeps.
Because you know, Dom, 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35.
Wow, that's quite a lot of people. In fact, more than 50 million men in the United States suffer from what we're talking about, which is male pattern baldness.
Now, there are only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers both of them.
Mm-hmm. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications are delivered straight to your door every 3 months, so you don't even need to leave your home.
And it's low cost, Dom. Treatments start at just $10 a month, and Keeps offers generic versions.
And guys, don't worry. If you get it sent in the mail, you're worried maybe someone in your household might see it, or one of your neighbors might see it. Keeps puts all of their medications in discreet packaging. So if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/onion to receive your first month of treatment for free.
That's keeps.com/onion to get your first month free.
keeps.com/onion.
I don't know if I'm going to like this. It smells like gluten.
You can have a quarter of it or something if you
No, glad. You got to have it. You got to get a
you're
full
one. You're
trying
to kill me. You're trying to kill me, Billy.
No.
You just smell them. It says here, I'll read this thing out here. There have been multiple claims on the internet that tackies and other spicy snacks cause ulcer and cancers. Though they have been confirmed as false, scientists and doctors have attributed gastritis and other stomach-related problems to tackies. It has been recommended that tackies should only be consumed in moderation. Now, you wouldn't eat a big bag like that because they are, you describe them as extremely full of flavor, right?
I'm going to try it here, Dom.
You've had them before?
Yeah, I have, but it's been a while. My son loves them.
I love them.
You love them.
I would say, Michael. Rosie, more limey than spicy.
Limey.
Give him whole a sniff. Whole thing in your mouth. No messing around, mate.
Really?
Yeah, you got to do it.
All right, go.
Here we go.
Not nice.
Get close to the mic, Michael, because they love the chewing in the country. Good damn right. You're already getting rid of the flavour. I didn't like it.
I did. I
Are you a spice man?
Oh. It's sort of like
it's activated something.
Kind of like a spicy Funyun.
A Funyun, yeah.
What's a Funyun?
Funyun's like an onion ring.
A chip. A chip.
A Funyun's like an onion.
Or a Frito. A it's more like a Frito, isn't it?
I would say Frito.
Frito.
They obviously take like a disc and they roll it to pack in all the flavor.
I'd never had one before. Went down to Billy's house and his son. One. Yeah, there you go. His son was eating Takis. He was like, do you want one? And I absolutely love them. They really get your salivary glands going, right?
They do. They do.
That's much better than I remember it.
It's not terrible.
Got to get down to the bottom for the real spiced ones. Good, right?
The first time I ate it, I didn't even think there was a flavor.
Oh, yeah, there's a flavor, all right. Lime chili.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'll do one more.
No. I'll do a ton right? more. Rosie, you don't have to.
I had two. I'm good.
Yeah. You don't have to. Now, we'll read out a little bit of this stuff before we give them scores.
All right.
It's quite severe, isn't it? Quite a severe taste.
The snack has clearly captured America's attention, and its abundant fan base keeps coming back for more of Takis.
Mm. It says here, sustainability is a big part of the drive towards maximum efficiency for the company that makes Takis. What company makes Takis, Bills?
Grupo Bimbo?
Made by... Doesn't say.
Yeah, it does.
Is it Grupo Bimbo?
Is it what?
Well, it says Grupo Bimbo is the largest bakery company
Bimbo.
In the world.
It's made by Bimbo. Made by Bimbo. Bimbo. I can see it on the back.
Bimbo.
So it says here, Bimbo said, for example, we are using new technologies in our process, such as heat exchanger installed last year to repurpose the heat from the oil to reduce energy expenditure. We also use cleaning techniques to reduce water consumption and improve disposal, separating oil in fryers, among others. Our sustainability efforts are aligned with the company's global strategy. So they're trying to be as health conscious and environmentally conscious as possible. Good for you, Takis.
Yeah, good
what's
for
the,
you.
What's the top four things in the ingredients?
Right, Rosie, give it a guess there.
Guacamole?
Yep.
Is that true?
No.
I would say...
Salt?
Yes!
Salt.
Yeah, salt's at four.
Flour.
Flour.
Something Number enriched one. Flour. Some type of enriched
corn,
flour.
Corn
flour, corn but flour. Processed with lime.
Yeah.
Lime,
you're
go.
Only missing one, guys.
Give us a clue as to what it is. Is it a...
It's oil.
Canola oil. Oil. You gotta make oil. You gotta make it with oil.
High vegetable fructose.
Oil. No.
Vegetable oil.
Yes, a vegetable oil.
That's what Rosie said.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. Well, thanks for that.
What'd you
Takis?
Think?
I never heard of Takis. I kind of like them. I could see myself eating maybe a half a bag if I was in front of the TV.
Can I say, and we'll get into this when we give it the scores, but Takis in a sandwich? So you make maybe a cheese?
Turkey sandwich with a couple
turkey
of those.
Sandwich.
Turkey and cheese sandwich with some of those?
With some cheese, some lettuce, and then you're looking for a division
crunch.
Between the bread and the wet stuff, so that it doesn't wet the bread. A few Takis.
What type of bread?
For me, it's always got to be a brown kind of granary bread, something like that. Maybe a sourdough if you feel
I like
saucy.
White bread.
Do you? Yeah.
I like white bread and all.
Yeah. Makes you very bloated. You have to puke up a couple of minutes later.
He does that a lot.
You're not going to let me live that down.
What else is going on here about Takis? Well, this isn't even in the list here, but Takis do make a blue version, right? It's on the back, Bills.
Yeah.
I've never had the blue version. I think that's like a cool version.
You should try them out, Dom. It doesn't say what the blue version is, but they do a blue version.
Look at this. They have five flavors. Fuego, nitro, habanero, lime, and cucumber. Guacamole, crunchy fajitas, and wild buffalo.
Oh, wow. They have a nitro. That's probably even hotter than the lime chili one that we've got.
You know who'd love these is my dad. My dad likes a spicy crisp.
Really?
By the way, see that picture of it there?
Yeah.
That tacky, that's been enlarged
just
to show
in case.
Detail.
Right.
Don't be expecting a tacky that length.
Yeah, they're actually more this length.
Right.
Should we give him some scores?
Real quick, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We do scores.
Well, I was going to say, real quick, we should all do our commercial for Takis.
All right.
Like, for instance, fire, spice, in a bag, Takis.
Lovely.
The Takis, they don't taste very good, but, you know, have a go.
All right.
Takis, good on a sandwich.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Simple. Do you know what I mean?
Just simple.
That's exactly what it says on the tin. Now, Michael, just so you know, we give him scores in three different categories so you can put your thinking cap on. Flavor.
One.
Aesthetics.
Two.
Usefulness.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah, you laughed at usefulness.
And they're one to...
out of ten.
Ten
one being
the greatest.
Shite, ten being tacky.
All right, so...
and you can use decimal points.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Let's let Rosie, our illustrious guest, go first. So
Flavor,
out of 10.
Flavor, I'd say it's a solid 8. Flavor.
He liked it.
Flavor, it's very flavorful.
Well, see, I used to, when my son would give me one, I'd say, I don't even get a flavor. I just get a sensation.
A reaction, yeah.
Really? Like you just still... taste the flavor, though. So I'm
giving the flavor a 2.4.
You are mental.
What do you give it?
I'm giving it a 10. It is turned into one of my all-time favorite crisps.
A 10 for flavor?
It's one of my Friday night treats is a bag of Takis. I love them. I love them. And they're great on a sandwich. Trust me, they're great on a sandwich.
A 10?
A 10 out of 10. I love any cayenne-y, limey type flavor. I love it.
A 10, Michael?
10. Okay, Rosie.
Yeah, not a 10. I gave it an 8. Don't yell at me.
Aesthetics. The look of the crisp, but also the look of the bag. You can add that in as well.
I think it's kind of cheap. And they're kind of, I don't know, they're kind of gnarly looking. They're not a sexy looking chip to me.
No, they're not.
You know, I'm going to have to say maybe a 4.
4.
Yeah.
4 for aesthetic from Michael.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it, and I like the bag. I think the bag looks good. I like that they've enlarged it to show detail.
Mm-hmm.
I like the kind of spiraling, what do you call that?
A fire.
With limes in it and chip cut. Mm. Oh, I'm saying the aesthetic and the actual look of the chip. I'm enjoying it.
You like that.
Well, can I just say, you can, if you want, pretend it's a miniature little Piccadillo cigaretto.
Also, it looks like almost like a
don't
horn.
Inhale.
Some kind of horn that you'd blow into.
Yeah. Don't inhale.
So what is it? What's your number for aesthetic?
8.2.
Wow.
He loves
it. With the decimal. What about you?
I love the bag. It's become iconic for me. I would get a Takis t-shirt. In fact, if there's anyone out there working for Takis that can send us a Takis t-shirt, I'll wear it on the show. I love the bag. I love the colors. It's positive. I love yellow. It makes me hungry. In terms of the chip, it's not that attractive. I'm going to demote it a little bit. I'm giving it a 7.1.
Wow, I went low. I feel bad. I feel
like
that's...
don't feel bad. That's how you feel.
I mean, you know, the bag I might go up just... you know, I'd say I'm going to go to a 5 instead of a
5. He's going to a 5.
Yeah. Now, I like the flavor of the bag. I'm like, it kind of looks cheap.
Rosie, usefulness. Just before you give it a score, I'm going to say, great in your mouth, obviously. Great on a sandwich. Great on a salad. You can crunch them up a little bit, put them
great
on top.
Great to
of
have at a party. Great party. To a conversation stirrer.
A beer. You're in the pool. Hey, throw us a few of those Takis. Come on. Yeah. Watching the game with your friends. Karaoke night.
Usefulness.
But could you
could
put
blow
it
in them. You could act them like they're a little joint. You could just, you know, pretend they're an earring.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, for a chip, I mean, I got to go 8.4.
That's
good. Bad. I think they are quite useful.
I'm only going a 6 on usefulness.
Right.
Okay. All right.
I've not convinced you.
No.
Usefulness, I think they're quite useful as a crisp or a chip. I'm going to say 8.5.
All right. Just one above me. 1/10 of a decimal.
I tell you what, they're much better than I remember them.
See? You know what it is? Your son gets the small bag. Now, everything in the small bag is all full of flavor. Guaranteed, if you shook that up and got one from the bottom bills, it would be a very strong flavor. That's not shaking them up. You've got to turn them upside down.
I'm congested.
Now, go down to the bottom. And get a real bit right in the bottom there.
These give me congestion.
You're allergic to gluten, yeah?
Yeah, see, look, you can see my nostril already. Watch.
Mm. Oh, you can't take
gluten.
Is
that what happens? So you
get
a little...
so I have an allergy. It's not going to kill me, but it's just
different taste?
That's why I can't eat too many
stronger,
of them.
Stronger, right?
See? Much more than kind.
There you go.
Really intense.
Mm-hmm.
Your flavor's going to go up on this one now, isn't it?
I love them.
No. Nope.
I like the stuff at the bottom.
So, Rosie, let me ask you this. As someone who's gluten intolerant, when you have something that has gluten in them, is there something that you do afterwards? Like, do you take a little nasal spray?
No, I just try to stay away from it. Or if I eat something, I know I'm going to suffer a little bit, and it's worth it.
Nothing cures it?
No, I'll just be congested, and I'll be sluggish if I eat a lot. If I have a pizza. But for this, I won't be that bad. It'll be a couple. I'll be fine.
All right.
Yeah. It's not going to bother me. I don't care.
That was Tacky's.
Tacky's.
I'm right, right?
You're the bottom absolutely of the bag. Right,
can you pass them over? Because I love the bottom of the
totally
bag.
Totally different.
If you could give a feeling. First name, would it be George Tacky? Tacky?
I'll get one from the bottom here.
I'm taking these home with me. I'm going to get in my bed, take all my clothes off, and eat these. And then when you get tacky dust on you, it's tasty because it like combines
kinda tacky,
with your body.
Tacky, isn't it?
Tacky.
It's a little tacky, isn't it?
We've moved on.
Yep.
Let's do Michael's incredible song that he sent to us this week to find out if it's funky or not.
You said it had to be funky. I thought this was funky.
Funky for you.
This is Carl Carlton with She's a Bad Mama Jamma off the coast.
Can you play it, John?
Mama Jamma.
There we go. I'll put both.
Can I give another lead up into it, like a DJ?
Yeah.
Right Now Off the Coast was number 18 in 1978. Don't know if that's true, actually, but this is Carl Carlton with She's a Bad Mama Jamma off the coast.
Got both my cans in for this one.
She's a bad mama jamma. Come on.
Look at her. She's a
bad mama jamma.
Wow.
There you go. Doesn't that kick you right in the ass?
It kicked me right on that ass.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thanks, there Michael. You go. That was funky for me. That was very funky.
Tell Rosie how we score the funk.
We score it in a way that Brahms would be the least amount of funk, and then Prince would be as funky as you can go. Mm. And then you mark it somewhere in there. I'm going to put that on an Earth, Wind, and Fire sort of funk.
Oh, that's funky.
That's how I'm.
That's a good funk. Yeah, that's like,
thank you.
That's like a funk. September. I like that. I like that.
I'm going to give it a top of the line Sister Sledge funk.
Oh, pretty funky.
Pretty funky. Not quite as funky as yours, but funky.
I like that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it an ass kicking Cool in the Gang.
Oh yeah.
That was funk. And tell me, what are you doing with your music at the moment, Michael? I just saw a new video that I hadn't seen before.
That was called the Summertime Neighbor video. It's a
true really
story.
Like it.
Oh, you do? It's just I shot it on a weekend. I directed it. It took about 6 hours, 7 hours to shoot it.
I loved it.
Yeah, the band is Sunspin, two words. It's me and my buddy Rob Danson, and you can go to sunspin.com and you could book us. You could. We have a stage it show, a virtual show. We have July 30th. When is this going to air?
Have you got t-shirts?
I'm not sure.
But we play every last Saturday of the month at 2 p.m., 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on stageit.com.
Cool.
Stage It. So you just type in Sunspin. So I love it. The album came out. It's called Best Days, and I'm really excited about it.
Talk us through that Sunspin. Again. Can you get the t-shirts?
Yeah, you can go to sunspin.com, and you can book the band. You can get merch, you know, t-shirts and stuff. You could Zoom us.
Oh, that's great.
And how does the online... So the last Saturday of every month...
Yeah, we play.
And how do we get to see that?
So it's online, so you can go to sunspin.com, or you can go to Stage It, STAGE, like a stage, stageit.com, and type in Sunspin and get tickets. People are already buying tickets, and we play an acoustic show.
It's a great song.
I like your t-shirt as well. Very kind of 80s kind of vibe.
Yeah, a little.
That's very cool.
Thanks, guys. It's fun.
It'd be good if we had merchandise for this podcast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we do.
You should get at least mugs or something.
We should be getting mugs.
You would think we'd have something.
You think at this point we'd have something.
Yeah. My podcast, we have mugs and shirts and a whole bunch of stuff.
And even your band's got t-shirts.
The band's got mugs and shirts and all that stuff too, yeah.
So that's the band, Rosie. You have an amazing podcast. Tell everyone at home, Inside of You.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. You could watch it on YouTube. Please subscribe. You could listen to it on Apple or Stitcher or all that stuff. Please subscribe, write a review. The handles are at Inside of You podcast on Instagram and Facebook. It's a cool podcast. I think you'll dig it. I interview a lot of actors and we get deep, and you've been on it.
I've been on it. Billy's been on it. Yeah. Billy and I were both on it at the same time, and I remember looking into Billy's eyes and thinking,
Rosie's really deep inside of him here.
I was.
That moment.
I was.
He got right inside you.
Yeah, he did.
Well, it was great having you, Rosie. You're more than welcome to come back whenever you want. And as Billy said right at the very start, you are one of the major reasons why we're here, because you very generously said to me, hey, man, if you want to use my studio, you're more than welcome. And it was a very kind gesture, and it brought us to this place. So we appreciate that.
My pleasure. I'm so glad. And you guys look like you're having so much fun. This was a lot of fun. You guys are having fun. You're able to hang out. I think that's the most important thing, is you boys get to hang out. It's a reason to hang out, be fun, enjoy life. You know what I mean? So
yeah, man.
Thank you.
Talk to interesting people.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait till you meet them. Yeah, exactly. We both got that one. But yeah, it's been great. And he's been great too.
Lovely John.
Isn't John the best?
John's great.
Because to be honest, there have been weeks where he has been an absolute shit.
As long as you don't expect them to, you know, get the correct answers to questions or anything, that's when it all falls apart. I'm going to go and watch Sunspin at the next concert.
That would be great.
Because I really enjoyed that video. I thought the song was great. It was very cool.
Very cool. Cool having you on, Rosie. We appreciate
it. I loved it. Thank you, boys.
Guys, we will see you next week. Make sure you write, review, and subscribe to The Friendship Onion. And take care.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.